So let's hear about your 57-year-old man.
Basically, this gentleman was 57-year-old. He came to me, and he was a very anxious guy, and he already had the tumor in the pancreas diagnosed by a CAT scan because he presented with some abdominal discomfort pain. However, his performance status was good at the time of the presentation, so he was lucky that it wasn't metastatic and he underwent resection. And the question was what to do with adjuvant therapy. And he had gone to several opinions, and the question was whether he goes on single-agent gemcitabine or he goes on with a combination of treatment, or he does radiotherapy or he doesn't do radiotherapy, and all these questions. So we discussed with him the options, and one option was to give him gemcitabine, single agent, but he said, I want everything to be done. And at that point in time, we had the evidence of the gemcitabine and capecitabine, which was presented in ASCO, and we gave him that option. We wanted to really give him the option of gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel, but that study had closed by the time we were discussing it with him. He asked us about FOLFIRINOX, and we said, again, there is no evidence for that, and that's not an option that I was going to offer to him. So based on that, he started on the chemotherapy, and he had to have some dose reductions as we went along with the cycles of treatment. Otherwise, he tolerated it well. There was no question of neuropathy with this combination, and he's doing well so far.